Sudan's Justice Minister Nasruddin Abdulbari signed the Memorandum of Understanding with ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan. At a news conference Thursday, wrapping up his visit to Sudan's capital, Khan said he was hopeful that the Sudanese government would turn over former President Omar al-Bashir to face charges of genocide and war crimes in the Darfur region. 2 years ago, the 77-year-old president was ousted and has been held in prison in Khartoum ever since. Al-Bashir was indicted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague in 2009 over alleged atrocities committed by his government in Darfur. According to the United Nations, at least 300,000 people were killed and 2.7 million displaced in a war from 2003 and 2008 in Darfur. Khan says the MOU is a framework agreement that will facilitate cooperation in providing information as the ICC investigates crimes committed in Darfur. He says Sudanese victims in Darfur have waited far too long for justice.
17 years is a long time. That is how long the court has been involved in investigating the crimes in Darfur. The perseverance of victims and survivors for justice is strong, and they are to be applauded.
Khan announced the establishment of a temporary office in Khartoum in the coming days to carry out investigations of suspects and victims. He says his office is hopeful justice will finally be served and victims and survivors will be able to heal.
The difficulties that many are living in, the losses that many of them have incurred, has not led to fatigue. However tired their bodies are, it has energized them to march forward based upon the individual worth of every child, every man, and every woman.
Khan says the ICC delegation in Khartoum and the Sudanese government could not agree on a specific date for handing over Bashir and other suspects to the court, but there is a possibility of trying Bashir and other suspects in Sudan under the supervision of the ICC.
Seat of the court is in The Hague, but the Article 3 of the Rome Statute provides the court may sit away from the seat. Of course, the application can be made by the prosecutor. It's a decision by the judges and by the presidency. These are all options that the Rome Statute provides. And we will wait and see how the story unfolds in the future.
Last week, the Sudanese cabinet approved a draft law to join the ICC Rome Statute. The draft is expected to be taken up in a joint meeting of the cabinet in the Sovereign Council for final approval. Khan says the transitional government has given the people of Sudan hope for the future.
The period of transition is one that has given rise to many hopes of a better tomorrow, of a tomorrow where rights for all is not seen as an exception, but as something quite normal.
Khan became the ICC's chief prosecutor in June, replacing Fatou Bensouda, who served in the post for 9 years. Michael Atit prepared this report in Khartoum. I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.